Item 133 is a voucher for 10 hours of tennis lessons. That sounds splendid. Portmarnock Sports and Leisure Centre. Let's have bids for that, please. 133. Item number 190 is something that you should be interested in if you want to get your home nice and secured. This is the top-of-the-range complete alarm system with fire detection facilities. Detection equipment is manufactured by iTech Security Products, and the other equipment is donated by Liam Feely Securities Limited and installed by Asgard Alarms. That's worth £700. We've got a bid in there of £300. I want to see 450, and we'll let it go. That's nearly half price for that. £450. Let's see if Patrick Durack will give us 450 and take that £700 worth of security and alarm system away. Item number 106 is 4x2.5 litres of Berger pastel paints, donated by Mr. Kilroy of Berger Paints Ireland Limited on the Malahide Road in Coolock. This is worth £25. Who will give us 15? £15 we're asking right now for 4x2.5 litres of Berger paints. So, let's have your bids for that one. It's item number 106. Your bids now, please, on 334364.
We're back to item number 378, Robbie. It's the sewing machine. And we had a final bid from Joan Doyle of Hazel Road in Donnycarney of £135. But unfortunately, Joan, John Farrell of 177 New Capper Road came in over your head at £140. So John Farrell of Capper Road, that sewing machine is sold to you. Now, we're getting some bids in on the car battery. The highest bid we have at the moment is from John Rock of St. Anne's Terrace. And he has bid £30 for the battery. It's worth £75. We'll have to do a little bit better than that, and that's item number 177. Now, the Citizen Quartz Digital Gents Watch. Our highest bid on that now stands at £25 from Catherine Grabner of 13 Beach Park in Portmarnock. You'll have to go a little bit higher, I'm afraid, Catherine. That watch is worth £60, and that's item 159. Now, our five car tyres again, worth £275 all told for the five tyres, £55 each. An excellent bargain can be had here, I suppose. Our highest bid is £125 at the moment from PJ Grogan of Deanstown, Swords, County Dublin. A little bit higher than that, I think, PJ, and that's item number 253. And then we've the silver collarette. We've got a bid, an anonymous bid, of £20 on that. It's worth £50, so we'll have to go a little bit higher than that. And considering the weather outside, here's an ideal item. It's six riding lessons, horse riding lessons, at British Lodge Riding Stables in British County Wicklow. They're worth £30. We have a bid from Derek Farrell of £10, and Derek Farrell is actually at British Lodge Riding Stables. Well, if we can get a bid of £20 for them, we'll sell them. That's item number 162. And we go back to the coffee set, a 17-piece coffee set. It's worth £60. The highest bid we have so far on that is from Anne MacDonald of 83 Seatown Phyllis Swords, County Dublin, and she has bid £30 on that item. Now, something we don't have any bids for yet, and we've just sold one a few moments ago for £75, so the first person in with £75 for item number 255, which is a voucher for do-it-yourself to the value of £100 from the Magpie Trading Company, Pex Lane in Castleknock. A bid of £75 now, please, to 334364.
Right, now, Francois is about to join us on the programme in a couple of minutes' time. He'll tell us all about the extravaganza, but before we do that, let's just do a bit of selling here. And we're going to sell the teddy bear right now, the final bids. Any more bids in there for the teddy bear? No teddy bear bids? Okay, I'm going to sell it here and now. The final bid is for £85. That came in from Roy Mulhall. Thanks, Roy, indeed. Splendid offer there. £85 to the CRC. Roy Mulhall is now the proud owner of a very special Teddy Hickson, Hickson Holiday Teddy Bear. Well done, sir. Right, the gold Parker, item number 101, is being sold right now to Anonymous for £40. Item 101 sold for £40 to Anonymous. Another item just stuck under my nose here, the bicycle. Now, where is that bicycle? I'll tag that together in a moment's time. But we're going to take some more bids, please, on the extravaganza in a moment's time. The car stands at £7,200. That's item number 305. And Greg just gave you a long list of items there, and so did I myself, so let's have some bids on those items now, please. We'll have some music. The number to ring to put in your bids or to offer something to the CRC or to just put in a pledge for a record request is 334364. Francois will be here in a moment.
And make us do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel. And do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase. In a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, share in what was true, I said. That's all day long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. Take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase. In a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst and in her rest to sacrifice blue and you need her and she needs you and you need her and she needs you and you need her and she needs you and you need her and she needs you. We were so in phase. In a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew to believe, do, share what was true. Oh, I said, that's all days long.
Right, shall we do a little bit of selling before we have a chat with Francois? How are you this morning?
Very well, Robbie. Lovely. Feeling great after my trip to Blessington.
You've taken all the lads over to Blessington.
We went off to Blessington. Actually, the traffic is very bad around the Tala area. This side of town seems to be clear enough. Around the Tala area, very, very bad. Anyway, got to Blessington. They're all having, when I left them anyway, they're all having pints outside the West Wicklow Lodge, having a great time there. The van hadn't arrived with the bicycle, so they had to wait. So the thing is that they should be now leaving Blessington. They should be on the way up the mountainside now.
This is ridiculous, you know. We get them chauffeur-driven over to Blessington.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have their bikes wrapped in cotton wool on the
mm-hmm,
tops of the Rolls
Royces.
That's
exactly, yeah.
We deliver them to an establishment over in Blessington,
mm-hmm,
where they fuel up.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And now they're en route.
Well, I think they're very, very scared, you know, with this sun blazing on them and the fact that they see that mountain, that long Sally Gap road all the way up, you know, they're getting very nervous and they're taking vitamins and they're taking stimulants on the way, you know.
Right, there's no way that we want to see them get dehydrated en route, okay? Well, there's the Maria's down there and Nicola and Frank Hand and Philip and Colleen, Eddie, Sean, Mick, Joe, Robert, Barbara, Cora, Connor, Jackie, Peter, Jim, Sean and Leo, and several others, in fact, are all cycling over the Sally Gap, and they're raising cash for the Central Remedial Clinic. Now, a bit of sponsorship would help there, indeed. I think it currently stands at about £1,150 there. There's 20, I suppose, about 20 of the staff from the Sands Hotel and friends and customers of the Sands Hotel cycling over the Sally Gap on their way out here to Port Marnock. They should get... It's about 50 miles. They'll get here by...
I say it's about 50
about
miles.
Six this afternoon.
I wouldn't think so, Robbie. I'd say if we see them by 9, we'll be lucky.
If we see them, we'll be lucky.
If we see them at all. I think the longest road would be the one hitting from the centre town back up to Port Marnock.
Well, they're very brave indeed.
They are very brave.
If you'd like to lodge a few pounds there, pledge a few pounds, then pick up the phone and say, I would like to help the sponsored cyclists with putting a few pounds towards the sum that they're raising for the CIC. Pick up the phone, and they are known on the computer as item 339. Item 339, the sponsored cycle being put together there, raising cash for the CIC. Okay, we are now in a position where we can tell you that the car, the rather splendid black Opel car, which we'll take some more bids on right now before we have a chat with Francois. Well, let's get a few biggies going. Tickets for Emmylou Harris, fine, I'll deal with that in a moment's time. That's rather nice there, a bid of £45, but more like 50 or 60, we might even think about it then. Right, this is item number 305. 305 is the black Opel Kadett, presented by Michael Grant Motors of Coolock and General Motors. We got this car from them, and then what did we do? We made it all rather super, with the help of several people, and this is what we mean by super. It has been specially fitted and equipped with the following extras. Electric tilt and slide sunroof by Rust Proofing Limited. There's sports wheels that fitted to it by Annesley Auto Electrics. There's rather lovely gold registration plates. And a stereo cassette radio from Michael Grant Motors. Sports grill with halogen spotlights by Heller Island Limited. Electric windows fitted by Motorvox Limited. And a car alarm by Wiley McCluskey Radios Limited. Now that really is a super item. It's worth over £8,000. The bid stands right now at £7,200 and it's from Blessington. It's a bid of £7,200. So we're looking for further bids there on item 305. That is the supercar. The big item here at Sunshine. The extravaganza is the thing we're going to deal with right now, and then we'll do some selling after that. Francois, I've got the details of the extravaganza here.
Mm-hmm.
You introduced them to us last night. You told us all about them. Perhaps you'd like to tell us about it again.
Well, I'll tell you another thing, too, that has been added up to it, in actual fact. Bobby Best, I think you know Bobby Best very well. He does fabulous pictures. And I was going through the pictures of the last extravaganza dinner we did in Bollock Castle last year, and the pictures were sensational. They were really very, very good. So anyway, Bobby Best has offered himself from Northside, offered himself to come and take pictures, and also if they decided a video film of the whole evening that we're going to put together for them. So that's adding on to what we have. Amanda Gibson was in Temango last night also, and she said she's delighted to take part.
Did you say video as well?
A video as well, yes.
So that's a photograph album.
So that's a photograph album of photographs of the people, as well as a video film of the evening.
Okay, and a video film. I'm writing all this down. Fine, that's super. So now we can recap on the situation. What we've got here, you know what the extravaganza is all about. Well, what happens is that Francois gets his team of chefs together and we prepare an absolutely magnificent meal for 10 couples. Now, we don't really mind if those 10 couples are 11 couples, but really no more than that. 10 couples, that means all in all we've got 20 or 22 people. If has happened in the past, an extra few come along, well, one way or another, we up the price a bit and get a few more pounds towards the CRC. But basically, we don't want to do that. We want to make the most super evening, really an evening for you to remember for a long, long time, as has been the tradition with the extravaganza. Last year's extravaganza took place in Buller Castle, and it really was a super evening. That was the one bought by Frank Horton, who we believe is going to be in the running this year and in the bidding.
Very good.
Right, this year's extravaganza. Now, it can be held in one of two locations that we have organized on the north side and the south side, and two old castles. There's a castle on the south side we can use for the evening, or a castle on the north side. Then there are some very fine establishments in town, which we have already organized. They will say, yes, you can use our fine establishment. There are several of those, in fact. There are three or four of them, and they're all part of the group here, the Sands Hotel group, friends of Francois and ours. Of course, you can have the extravaganza at your own home. And this is what it consists of. Francis?
Well, first of all, it consists of the fact that Robbie and myself will go out for the evening, prepare, as Robbie was saying, a very, very nice meal. Robbie being there to serve it, I've been there more or less with the team of chefs and people behind me to kind of prepare the meal. There'll be, when you arrive, wherever it's going to be held, there'll be a lovely champagne reception offered by Jules Nightclub by Pat Gibbons. He'll be there himself to serve it. The wines throughout the meal will be offered by Euro Wines. And also appearing live, actually, throughout the evening will be Paddy Riley, courtesy of Jim Hans Productions. So Paddy Riley, the famous Paddy Riley, will be part of the evening also. Now, we have, at the end of the meal, as we had last year, we had the Hot City Orchestra last year, at the end of the meal, we have a very, very good band that plays the music of the Everly Brothers. Now, they've played in Sands very, very often, and they came forward with the idea that they'd like to take part, and the name is the K-Twin Band. So it's a very good band also. So that's quite a lot of things happening together. Now, I was on to John Feeney, ad lib journalist, very well known in town. Now, he said he'd be delighted to take part. And following last year, I think it was a consortium of bankers that came, so he would have made a very witty speech on the banks or financial situation or something like this. So depending on who's going to make the bid. Now, Amanda, again, as I was saying, is going to make the Dance of the Seven Veils, not the Seven Feathers, as I mentioned last night.
So well, it's
the
could Dance be of seven the Seven feathers. Veils.
And if I remember well, she was dancing on the table the last time, which was great, and she's a beautiful dancer. I think she won the second or third prize of the World Disco Championship a couple of years ago. So roses will be offered on the way in and presented by Elizabeth Ryan and John Ryan from Abraxas. And as I was saying, Bobby Best will be there. He'll start off from the beginning up to the end of the evening like he did last year and stay with us for the whole evening and do a video film of the evening, as well as taking pictures, colored pictures of the evening, and presenting them in an album afterwards. So I think that's quite a big selection of items happening there in one evening.
And what usually happens here is that as the extravaganza goes along throughout the day, other bits and pieces come together. So what we can guarantee you is the very, very best in food, a very fine selection of wines, champagne, roses, photographs, video, entertainment, Paddy Riley, the K-Twin Band. Just think about it. This is a splendid evening. Now, if you're in business and would like to entertain your friends, well, you've got the opportunity now of inviting yourself, your lady, and nine other couples. We might take 10 if you're very good. Nine other couples to a venue which we can offer you or to your own particular venue. Now, the bidding on this in the past has gone into the thousands. Last year, it was, I think, approximately 2,500.
Yeah, 2006 last year.
Okay. The first bid we've had in on this today, it's item number 304. It's called the Dinner Extravaganza. And the first bid we had was from Derek Walsh, £1,000. So we'll look for further bids now on the extravaganza, £1,000. Let's get it up around the £2,000-£3,000, because who can get Paddy Riley? Who can get the K-Twin Band? Who can get Castles laid on? Who can lay on all that fabulous food and champagne, etc.? And remember, every penny goes to the Central Remedial Clinic. Francois?
Yes, I just want to add one thing, too, that we haven't actually mentioned here, is that the choice of the menu is made by the people themselves on, once the final bid has gone in, once you have decided who's going to have it, the menu then is decided between the people and ourselves.
Yes, it is indeed. Frank, Francois.
So we meet together. We met quite a few times in town last year, anyway, didn't
yes,
we?
The preliminaries
were very enjoyable.
All right, Francois. Look, will you drop back later on today?
I will, certainly, yes.
And we'll tell you how it's going.
Fine.
Have a little chat again. All right, Francois.
Okay, yes, I'll see you later. Merci beaucoup, Bobby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Your bids, please, for the extravaganza on 334364, and any other bids you want to pop in.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but dare I take the sound before you make it. You start to freeze as someone looks you right between the eyes.
dogs crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Talbot Street to turn a shopping day into a treat. There's the Irish Light Mail in Talbot Street. A great place to shop, a great place to meet.
Spring is sprung, the grass is riz. I wonder where the people is. Down the Mall, that's where they are, because the value makes the pound go far. Should the Irish Life Mal always did bring a touch of spring to me little heart and the old poetry to me little lips.
Stop in the shop, make a date to eat at the Irish Life Mal in Talbot Street.
Mike Murphy in Bangladesh. This Sunday, in the Sunday Press, in an exclusive report, one of RTE's top broadcasters describes the suffering and poverty he witnessed there. Ireland's unwanted teachers. Claire, one of the thousands of out-of-work teachers, tells her story. Sunday Press Sport, Martin Breheny on the National League Final. Bill Kelly previewing the FAI Cup Final. Plus, Jerry Kiernan, now he hits back. And the appointment section, don't miss it. The Sunday Press, this Sunday.
Dennis Mahoney Limited, Kilbarrack, Swords and Glass Nevin, Ireland's largest Toyota dealers, all new models in stock for demonstration. Quality used cars from £2,500. Late opening Kilbarrack Tuesday and Thursday, Saturday 2 p.m. Dennis Mahoney, Ireland's leading leasing company on 322701. Swords, Glass Nevin and Kilbarrack.
Monday's child is fair a face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for a living.
But every day's child prefers today's freshness. Brennan's. Today's bread today.
And old Mr. Brennan, he puts his name to that.
O'Shea and Shanahan, one of the longest established builders in Dublin, are now building fine three-bedroom, semi-detached houses with garages at Brackenstown Village Swords. These superb houses with private driveways, landscaped front gardens, and a southerly aspect at a genuine investment of £33,750 and subject to all government grants. Show house open daily and 2 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. For full details, contact O'Shea and Shanahan on 404-284.
Opening Monday the 30th of April at the Braemarooms Churchtown. Ireland's best loved entertainer, Brendan Grace and his orchestra. With special guests, Tina and Chris Casey. And the divil knows who else. That's Brendan Grace and guests at the Braemarooms Churchtown. Opening next Monday the 30th of April. Tickets £6.50 with dinner and dancing Monday to Thursday, £15.50. Weekends, £16.50.
Thank you, David. Well, let's get on with some selling here at Sunshine in aid of the CRC. First of all, it's announced that item 304, which is a dinner extravaganza, has just shot up in price. Brian Riley was on from Skerry's. Brian put the price now at £1,200. £1,200 is the bid in for the extravaganza. Thank you very much indeed, Brian Riley. I wonder if that's the Brian Riley I know of Sunday World fame, or should I have said that? Right. Oh, my goodness, another one. 304, Dinner Extravaganza. John Adams has been on the line from the Swan Centre in Rathmines, Dublin 6, unit number 9. He says, £1,500. £1,500 for the extravaganza so far. Let's have some more bids there, please, on 334364.
Right now, Robbie, I'm going to bring the hammer down on two items. I'm going to sell them. The first is item number 159, a Citizen Quartz Digital Gents watch. We're taking an anonymous bid of £45 for that watch, so it's now sold. And then item 162, which is our horse riding lessons, the value of £30, going for a snip at £15 to Fiona Murray of 16 Springfield Crescent, Temple Oak. So they're now sold as well. We're on to the car battery again, item number 177. It's worth £75. We've got a bid of £40 from Robbie Roberts in Port Marnock. Well, Robbie, maybe you'll give us another £15 on top of that and we'll sell that car battery to you. Now, the five tyres, our latest bid on them, it's coming up a bit, is Hugh Clark of Pinecroft Street in Kinsealy, and the bid on that is £130. The total value is £275. You'll have to come up a little bit more than that. Now, our first bid on the latest of our DIY vouchers to the value of £100 for Magpie Trading Company. The latest bid we have on that is £40 from Brian Kavanagh of Ferry Carrig Road in Coolock, or maybe you'll come up a little bit on that, Brian. Now, some new items to introduce to the auction, and we're having great weather lately, and these are items that are going to be very handy for you in the summer, all sporting items. The first is item number 292, and it's a voucher for a year's membership to the Al Courtney Health Studio in the Crofton Airport Hotel. Its retail value is £120. Now, item 129, it's a voucher for 10 one-hour badminton courts for use between 1 and 6pm on weekdays, and it's donated by the Port Marnock Sports and Leisure Centre. Its retail value is £26. Now, a voucher for 3 months karate training, if you fancy getting yourself in trim and defending yourself at the same time, from the Karate Club in 22 Mountjoy Square in Dublin 1. The retail value is £75, and that's item 193. Now, a year's membership for tennis, donated by Miss Liz Terrett of Edros Sports Club in Balscadden Road, Howth, County Dublin. It's worth £45. We have some bids on that now, please, and that's item number 284. Now, a 10-week course of scuba diving, and wouldn't that be just fabulous in this weather, donated by Mr. Shane Gray of Scuba Diving Limited, Colymore Harbour in Dorky. The retail value on that is £185, and that's item number 267. And then two things to go with sports, so to speak. Item number 117, and here's a chance for a bargain for somebody. It's a Smithwick's sports bag, donated by the Guinness Group Sales Limited in James's Gate. Its retail value is £6.50. Give us a fiver for that now and we'll sell it to you. That's item 117, a Smithwick's sports bag. And now here's something you can make a lot of money with, I suppose. It's a £20 betting voucher for Robert Savage Betting Office, Main Street Swords in County Dublin. And if you put that on a 1,000-to-1 winner, well, then you'll be laughing. So if you want to bid on that, it's item number 234, a £20 betting voucher. Phone your bids in now on 334364.
Right, we're heading towards the news here. It's about 8 minutes to 1, so we'll rattle off another load of items here. But before I do that, let me just mention to you that all the items that are being sold here and yesterday will be available for collection at the Central Remedial Clinic between 11 and 3 tomorrow, Sunday tomorrow. So do that, will you? The items that are being sold, if you buy some, then pop down to the clinic tomorrow, Verdant Avenue, Clontarf, and the staff there, all the volunteers working very hard indeed, will give you the items you've bought. A flash just come in now on item 304, that's the dinner extravaganza, and not surprised to hear that Frank Horton is now in the bidding, and Frank has come in with a bid of £1,750. Well done, Frank. We'll be delighted to be of service to you again this year if you end up eventually buying the extravaganza. Now, let's just recap on a couple of other items. A request, first of all, from Mark Powell. Good morning, Mark, or should I say good afternoon? It's almost 1 o'clock. 14 Adrian Walk. All the family say to you, hi, and he's pledged 50p for that. If you'd like to do one of those, by the way, pick up the phone and ring the CRC on 334364. Now, this house alarm, an interesting item. This, indeed, I mentioned it all earlier, but I'll do it again because we're getting very close to selling it. It's item number 190. Top-of-the-range complete alarm system with fire detection facilities. Its detection equipment is manufactured by iTech Security Products, and the other equipment is donated by Liam Phelan Securities Limited, installed by Asgard Alarms. All very fine people. £700 to £800 worth of equipment here, and the last bid has come in from Upper Georgia Street in Dunleary. The name is not given here. They don't want us to read out their names. It's possibly it is a business down there. Item 190, the alarm system, £350. Well, I tell you what, I'm prepared to take 400 for that. So the first that comes on the phone to me and says, right, 400, I'll come back and say, yes, it's sold to you. So let's have a bid there of 3343644 for the alarm system, which is item 190. Now, the Emmylou Harris collection, very fine indeed. This is a collection of Emmylou Harris records. There are 10 LPs involved here, and it's item number 364. 10 Emmylou Harris records, practically the full collection. Then you get two tickets as well to go along and see Emmylou Harris live at the stadium. The purchaser will have the opportunity to meet the artist backstage, and she will then personally autograph those albums for you in the company of Mr. Sunshine Country himself, Bill McLaughlin. The bids there stand so far. That's item number 364. The first bid came in at £45 from Mr. McGee, and then the second bid came in here from Patricia McGovern. Patricia, she's at Castleview in Dunboyne. She says £50. Well, I'd say that the first one we get in there, topping 65, I'll take it. So come back with £65 and you'll be off to see Emmylou Harris, meet the lady in person and get those albums. Now, let's do some selling. The bicycle, item number 114. This is the Nightburner BMX Rally bicycle donated by TI Irish Rally. Thanks very much for a bid of £140. Bernard Mongey, he rang in from Malahide Road in County Dublin. £140 now goes to the Central Remedial Clinic. We're accepting your bid. Thank you very much indeed. Berger Paints, donated to us by Berger Paints. £12 here I see. Okay, item 106 is sold to Melanie Quinn. Melanie rang in from Wilkington Lawn in Temple Oak. £12 worth. Berger Paints, okay, you're doing very well there because you're getting something like £25 worth of Berger Paints for £12. So congratulations. We did say we'd let some bargains go, and here's some more bargains. We still have two or three of these, but we'll sell them here and now. These are the Cos Music Box and earphones. They're AM, FM, Walkmans, basically, but Cos don't call them Walkmans because that's a trade name owned by Sony, but I thought a very apt way to describe this lovely machine. I've been using one for quite some time. They really are superb. It's the AM, FM, Cos Music Box. They're worth £60 each, at least. Right, £31 here is a secured one for Tony Owen of Artane, Dublin 5, and a £30 bid here has come in from Joyce Sinnott of St. Peter's Road in Greenhills, £30 again. We're selling one to you. There you are, a Cos Music Box for you. Thank you very much indeed there, Joyce Sinnott, for that bid. That is item number, let me have a look, item number, just check it so they keep the things going down at the clinic, 152. Another sale right now. Frank Horton is in the bidding for the extravaganza. Well, Frank's going to work this year as well because he's offered to cook a meal for 8 people in their own home, or at a location I wouldn't imagine would be objected to. Frank wouldn't mind if you had it anywhere, really, I suppose, in a tent on the beach, maybe. Well, he's going to cook a meal for 8 people, supply the food and the wine. Frank, we're selling it right now for £160, and you're going to be entertaining 8 friends of Ian, Antoinette, Hilary, Tina and Sheila, and they're going to be delighted with your performance, I'm sure. 372. That is the item number there, and we've got £160 for it sold. The Frank Horton dinner is sold. Thank you very much indeed, Frank, for your participation. Mrs. Hussey, hello, how are you this morning? Or this afternoon, I forget what time of day it is. Item number 299 is being sold right now to Mrs. Hussey of Carrick Hill. £75 she's offering us. £75 we'll accept for item number 299. It's a Raymond Vial watch. A beautiful item indeed, and I'm sure, Mrs. Hussey, you'll really enjoy wearing that watch. It'll serve you for many years. Okay, another Cos music box being sold right now, this time to Pauline Woods. Pauline rang in with her bid of £30 from Taney Rise in Dundrum. Sold to you, item number 150. 150, thanks very much for your bid there. That is sold to you. Now, have you got something over there, Greg?
Yes, I have one to sell, Robbie. It's item 117, a sports bag, a Smithwick sports bag, retail value £6.50, and Noel Kelly of Asgard Alarms has kindly bid £8 over the retail value, so that's sold to you, Noel. And finally, two more things. We've got the 17-piece coffee set. Our bids stand at £30 at the moment. Its retail value is £60, so somebody can throw an extra £15 on top of that £30. We'll take it and we'll sell it to you. And the silver collarette, item 199 from Brentford Jewellers in Capel Street, valued at £50. The highest bid we have at the moment is an anonymous bid of £20. We want to go a little bit higher than that for the silver collarette. That's item 199. And incidentally, the coffee set is item 204. Bids now, please, on 334364.
Right, and before we have some news very shortly here at Sunshine, let me just mention that the IBM computer is still running at £3,000. It's item number 335335, an IBM computer system. The system is IBM XT Word Processing Printer Software. That is one item that was donated to us by Genetic Technology Limited. The second item, item B, is the payroll package for up to 200 persons, but this really is one whole thing. It's one whole package all round, and one works in conjunction with the other. I don't know a lot about computers myself, but I'm sure that if you ring up the clinic, they'll tell you all about this package here. It's item number 335, and it's the IBM XT Word Processing Printer. Now, it's about 7,500, 7,000, that kind of money involved. We've had a bid of £3,000. I'd suggest you get on the phone and get full details of it on 334364. If you've got a business, then this is an ideal situation for you to buy a word processing computer system which will run the business for you virtually. 334364. We're now going over for news. Back in a moment.
Sunshine Radio News, Dublin.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Pádraig McGarry. In the north this morning, an 18-year-old man was charged with the murder of part-time UDR man Cyrus Campbell at Last Drummond last October. Brendan Donaghy, with an address at Ballygawley, was remanded in custody to Belfast Magistrates Court on May the 8th. A 25-year-old man was remanded in custody on the same charge earlier this week. Also in the north, the RUC say that the taxi driver they asked to come forward to help them in their inquiries into the killing of 19-year-old James Spears has come forward. The taxi man took him from a rock concert in Belfast on the night of his murder. James Spears' body was found in Ormond Park in the centre of Belfast yesterday morning. He had been beaten to death. In London, Scotland Yard has appealed for a key witness to the shooting of policewoman Yvonne Fletcher outside the Libyan embassy to come forward. Police say they know from film that the witness, a man, walked within feet of the policewoman just seconds after she was fatally shot. He is described as white, at least 40, and balding. Police say the shots were fired from an embassy window. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Peter Barry, last night hit out at American intervention in Central America. Referring to the situation in El Salvador and Nicaragua, the minister said that the only solution should come from within those countries. And he said that intervention from either the United States or the Soviet Union would only serve to worsen the situation. Mr. Barry, who was speaking at a conference on Central America in University College Cork, urged those concerned to work for a political solution to the problems rather than a military one. British Home Stores on O'Connor Street in Dublin opened its doors for trading early today. The store was forced to close for 10 days due to a sit-in by workers who object to management plans to lay off 40 employees and introduce a rationalisation scheme. The decision to end the sit-in was taken after a Labour Court hearing yesterday afternoon and evening. The management agreed to postpone the planned closure of the store to this day fortnight if there was a resumption of work. A full Labour Court hearing will take place on Monday. A man and a woman were charged with possession of heroin in Dublin today following the discovery of a large amount of the substance by Gardaí at a house in Shankill last night. The couple have been named as Robert Hogan with an address in Bray and Patricia Byrne of Seaview Park, Shankill, County Dublin. They are to appear in the District Court next week. Police in the United States are trying to trace the drug which apparently caused the death of David Kennedy. His body was found in a hotel in Palm Beach, Florida. He was 28 and had a history of drug-related problems. Traces of two drugs are found in his body and a quantity of high-purity cocaine was found at his bedside. Supplying drugs akin to poison is subject to a murder charge in Florida. The Vatican is said to be playing down claims that terrorists are planning to kill the Pope during his trip to South Korea. The American CBS network claimed the reports were filed by US and Italian intelligence agencies. Those whose names have been linked to the death threat are the Venezuelan-born terrorist Carlos, as well as the infamous neo-Nazi group the Grey Wolves. The Grey Wolves are thought to have been involved in the attempt to kill the pontiff in St. Peter's Square 3 years ago. In Poland, people who take part in May Day protests in support of Solidarity will be punished, the head of the country's secret police has warned. Solidarity's underground radio station was heard last night announcing three sites for demonstrations in Warsaw on Tuesday. It urged supporters to stage marches after early afternoon masses on May the 1st, which is a public holiday in Poland. And this afternoon's weather continuing dry, bright and warm. The winds are light and easterly, force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay. The high tide was at 11 o'clock this morning and Dublin's temperature is holding steady at 15 degrees Celsius. And finally, the Sunshine Radio Easter auction in aid of the Central Remedial Clinic resumed at 9 this morning and continues at least to 9 this evening. Over £7,500 has already been raised in goods sold, and there are thousands more pledged in bids. The latest offer on the car remains, by the way, at £7,000, and we're looking for £8,000. And later today, watch out for the extravaganza, and you've already heard Robbie and Francois talk about it. And as I was saying earlier on, Francois and Robbie would prepare that extravaganza, something to look forward to there for somebody, a bidder, the highest bidder. So at 4 minutes past one, it's back to Robbie.
Sunshine Radio.
Thank you, Patsy. And we'll no doubt hear more from you later on this afternoon. But right now, let's first of all hear from our sponsors.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
Take a weekend bargain break to the Isle of Man this Friday, the 4th of May. Two nights bed and breakfast, including dinner and fares, all for only £59. You can also take your motorbike from £5 or car from £9 return. Details from B&I or your travel agent.
Barney, do you remember when
we dined in the good old days?
It used to taste so good always.
Ah, the Sunday roast with marrow fat peas.
From Bachelors, if you please.
Test your memory, my beanie.
You young mums, bring back the good old taste of Sunday dinner with Bachelors marrow fat peas. Give your kids a taste of the great flavor you used to enjoy when your mum did the cooking with Bachelors marrow fat peas.
For Sunday dinner,
won't you remember
Bachelors marrow fat peas?
Take the easy way out, the easy way out, Irish Continental Line, the easy way out.
Find your own way around France on one of our Drive As You Please motoring tours, or let us do the driving and come with us on a coach tour. Either way, you'll see the best of France and a good time will be had by all.
Irish Continental Line, the easy way out.
Phone us today for a free colour brochure at Dublin 774-331.
It's the new way to drive.
AC Motors, Grange Road, Baldoyle.
Right, it's the new way to drive indeed here at Sunshine 101. We're bouncing along this afternoon with the CRSC auction. And a request right now for John Heffernan from your friend Paul Byrne in Montrose Close, Dublin 5, has pledged £4 and says that he'd like to hear the Style Council. Well, we'll get that together for you later on this afternoon. Now, let's just do a little bit of a recap here and take a look at what we have on the extravaganza. John Adams came in. Let's just recap from the beginning there. Let's see where we were. Yes, Brian Riley from Skerries came along and offered us £1,200 for the extravaganza. Then John Adams came in from the Swan Centre in Rathmines, and he upped it to £1,500. Then we got £1,750 as the bid by Frank Horton of Stillorgan Wood, and another one's just flashed in under my nose here. Item number 305, dinner, extravaganza, Derek Walsh, Pickers Nightclub, £2,000. That's where it stands right now. £2,000 for the extravaganza. We'll recap on the extravaganza, tell you more about that in a few moments' time. But first of all, congratulations to Brian Nagel of Durham Road in Soundymount. He has just bought one of those COS Walkman tools. Actually, it's called a COS Music Box. We must be good about that because they really are excellent, and I listen to one myself. £35 given there from Brian. Thanks very much indeed. Another £35 to the CRC. That's item 151, an AM, FM music box with the earphone from COS Ireland Limited. Anything over there, Greg?
Yes, Robbie, I'm back to these vouchers again. Nothing as extravagant as the extravaganza, I suppose. We're not looking for £2,000 for anything or more. We've got a voucher for a 10-week course of scuba diving, which would be lovely if the summer weather keeps up the way it is now. The retail value is £185. That's item number 267. We've got a voucher for a year's membership for tennis, donated by Liz Terrett of Edros Sports Club in Balscadden Road, Howth. It's worth £45, and that is item number 284. Now, item number 193 is a voucher for 3 months karate training from the Kyoshunkai Karate Club of Mountjoy Square in Dublin 1. The retail value is £75. That's item 193.